Now, I know that a lot of you've heard 10, 20, 100, 1,000, maybe even a million stories. And some of you might even think that you've heard every story there ever was. But I've got a story for you that you've never heard before. It's called The Three Little Pigs. Oh, now I know you're going to say, oh, I know that story. My mommy and my daddy, they read it to me when I was just a little kid. Or, oh, I saw that Walt Disney cartoon with the little fat, happy dancing pigs. I know that story. Well, you don't know the true story. This is the true story of The Three Little Pigs. Now, Charlie the Wolf, he lived high up on a hill in a moss-covered cave. And Charlie the Wolf, he led an ideal life. This cave was cool in the summertime and warm in the wintertime. And Charlie the Wolf, he could do whatever he wanted. He could sleep all night and go fishing all day, or sleep all day and howl at the moon at night when he wanted to. Yep. Charlie the Wolf, he led an ideal life until this pig moved into the neighborhood. And this pig, he went down to the meadow, where the longest, tallest, softest grass grew, and started tearing up all the long, tall, soft grass. And he laid it out in the sun to dry. And then he picked up all that straw, and he carried it right next to Charlie's cave, and he built a house. Now, I don't know if there's any city folks out there, but I'll tell you what. If you've ever smelt a pig, you'd never forget it. Because they don't smell like roses in the springtime, nor do they smell like violets in the fall. They smell like pig. Pew! Well, I'll tell you, Charlie, he was just sitting there watching that pig build that house right next to his cave. No privacy for Charlie the Wolf. And he was smelling that pig. Oh, my gosh. Will that pig ever take a bath? And he was watching that pig drink Coca-Colas and throwing the tin cans all over the forest. And Charlie the Wolf, he just shook his head and he went back into his cave and he tried to sleep. But he couldn't sleep because that night, that pig, he pulled out his squeaky out-of-tune fiddle and he began to play the same song over and over again all night long. Neat, 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 all night long. And Charlie couldn't get any sleep that night. Well, Charlie thought, I'm going to talk to that pig. But in the morning when he finally got up, he thought, you know, it's hard moving into a neighborhood and it's hard to settle in. I'm going to give him a few days because Charlie was a very patient wolf. So Charlie, he sat down in the, at the mouth of the cave, and he looked out across his forest, and he saw all those gleaming tin cans of Coca-Cola, and he shook his head, and he sighed, and he went inside to get a burlap sack so he could pick up some of the cans when the second pig came. And this pig went down to the orchard, the apple orchard, where the best climbing trees were. And this pig started breaking off all the branches of the climbing trees. And then he toted those sticks right up next to Charlie's cave. And he built his house right next to Charlie's cave. And that night, as Charlie was trying to get some sleep, the first pig pulled out his squeaky out-of-tune fiddle. And the second pig pulled out his high-pitched, off-key flute, and they played a duet all night long. And poor Charlie the Wolf, he didn't get any sleep that night either. So as dawn was breaking, Charlie got up and he thought, I'm going to go and talk to the pigs. I know they're new, but maybe if I just talk kindly to them, maybe, but well, maybe I can give him another day just to kind of settle things down. And he looked out across the across the forest as the sun was just coming up, and he saw not only crushed Coca-Cola cans all over, but now a bunch of Cheeto bags were floating in the breezes, too, getting caught on the branches of the trees. And Charlie sighed, and he shook his head. And then he saw dust coming, and he heard a loud rumble, that got louder and louder and louder. And all of a sudden, there was a dump truck filled with bricks. And that dump truck began to dump its load right in front of Charlie's cave. And then that third little pig, he hopped out of the driver's seat, and he began to build his house of bricks. With the click of brick and the slop of the cement, clink, slop, clink, slop, all day long. And Charlie couldn't get any sleep that day for all the noise the pig was making building his house. And finally that house was built. And now Charlie not only had pig stink, and pig stink in stereo, and pig stink in triplicate, but that pig had gummy bears. And he spit out all the green ones all across Charlie's cave, all across the forest. Sticky, half-chewed gummy bears. And Charlie, he sighed, and he turned around to go into the house, into his cave. When all of a sudden that first pig pulled out his squeaky out-of-tune fiddle, and the second pig pulled out his high-pitched off-key flute, and the third pig sang in his oinky squinky voice, "Hey, who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Na 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 na. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Na 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 na." Charlie was humiliated. He didn't like being called big. He was very weight sensitive. He didn't care about being called bad. He tried to be kind to his neighbors. But it was even worse when he was nanny-nad at. Charlie just went deep into his cave and covered his head with his pillow. But he still heard the squeaky out-of-tune fiddle, the high-pitched flute, and the oinky-squinky voice all night long. And in the morning, Charlie got up. He combed his hair, and he brushed his teeth, and he straightened his tie. And he decided he was going to make a visit to one of the neighbors. So he went to the first little pig's house, and he knocked on the door. "Oh, little pig. Oh, little pig. Won't you let me come in?" he said. And that pig answered him, "No. Not by the hair on my chinny chin chin." But even a patient wolf has his limits. And Charlie the wolf, he lost his temper. And he said, "Oh yeah, pig? Well, if you're going to be that way, I'm going to huff and puff and blow your house down." And then Charlie the wolf, he huffed and he puffed and he blew the little pig's house down. And that little pig went squealing to his brother's house. Well, Charlie walked over to the second house, and he was feeling ashamed of himself, losing his temper like that. He thought, "Well, I'm going to go and I'm going to apologize. I'm going to apologize, explain to them why I'm on edge, and maybe we can work things out and we can be good neighbors." So he knocked on the door and he said, Oh, little pigs, won't you let me come in?" And do you know how they answered him? "No. Not by the hair on our chinny chin chin." Well, you know how it is. When you lose your temper once, it's so easy to lose it again. And Charlie lost his temper the second time. And he said, "Oh, yeah? Well, if you're going to be that way, I'm going to huff and puff and blow your house down, too." And then Charlie the wolf, he huffed and he puffed and he blew the second little pig's house in. And those two little pigs, they went squeal into their brother's house. As Charlie walked toward the brick house, he had mixed emotions. Oh, yes, he was feeling very ashamed of himself, what with losing his temper and making a bad impression on the neighbors. But deep down inside, he felt just a little bit proud, because you have to be a pretty powerful wolf to be able to blow down houses. So he knocked on the third little pig's door. Hey, pigs, it's me, Charlie. What say you open the door and let me in? And do you know what they said? No, not by the NRR, Chinny Chin Chin. All right, pigs, stand back away from the doors, stand back from the windows. I don't want anyone to get hurt because I, Charles the Wolf, am going to blow down this house. And then Charlie the Wolf, he huffed and he puffed and he puffed and he huffed and he huffed and he puffed and he puffed and he huffed and he huffed and he puffed and he puffed and he huffed. But he couldn't blow down the house. So he tried to go through the back door, but it was locked. He tried to go through the windows, but they were locked too. He tried to go down in and get into the basement, but there wasn't any. So he had to climb up on the roof and climb down the chimney. And as he was climbing down the chimney, do you know what those dirty little pigs did? They lit a fire in the fireplace. Charlie felt his tail burning and smoking. He let a howl, woo! Jumped up out of the chimney and ran down the road, never to be seen again. And that's why this very day, when you see a wolf, his tail is always kind of a little bit scraggly. And also there's a moral to the story, and that is, you better watch out if you have pigs for neighbors, because you just might get burned. And that's my true story of the three little pigs.